This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broad.
On Joy 94.9.
The 1986 women's mural from Bombonera to barbed wire on Smith Street was defaced early this year. Responding to the community outcry following its destruction, the Women's Mural Documentation Project is capturing your reactions to this defacement and to the 30-year history of the significant feminist mural. Danielle and Sally from the Women's Art Register want to hear from you. Get in touch, thewomensmuralproject@gmail.com. A community message supported by Broad and Joy 94.9.
I'm gonna marry the night. I won't give up on my life. I'm a warrior queen, live passionately tonight. Not waxing the legs, or shaving in the pits, or bleaching my lips, 'cause I don't give a shit.
You're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9. Thank you.
It's 94.9?
That's it. Well, yep.
That's the only 94.9. Okay.
Yep. Cool.
Hi, my name is... Okay.
Yep.
Hi, this is Anna Rose Holmer, director of the Fifth, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Big ball women, round of applause. Get my goals, women, round of applause. Know my roots, women, round of applause. If they come and get you, arm under my sweater. Gonna get a female, betcha, she gon' catch you. Big ball women, gonna come and applaud. Got my back, woman, I do applaud. I'm an F-F-M-A-L-E from the ghetto. Yeah, she got a brain and stiletto. She work fighting, I still got time for the metro. Dancing on the way and forget about the echoes of the ghetto. Got the echoes, and she never leave the ghetto. Gotta tell them things about. 'Cause in time she gonna let go, she queen. And you know she never leave. They be waiting for a stumble, but she never trip a game. My God, F-E-M-A-L-E, 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 F-E-M-A-L-E. Though she a queen. And you know she never leave. They be waiting for a stumble, but she never trip again. Need a tenant, class, Ron. Asking if baby got back. Got it from the motherland. Mother Mary never met a mother Tammy like that. So far, only made in Africa. 'Cause the women in my village only carry 5 stars. F-E-M, my God. F-E-M-A-L-E. F-E-M-A-L-E. F-E-M-A-L-E.
Welcome to Broad on Joy and 94.9. Broad would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands that we broadcast from, the Kulin Nation, and pay respect to all the Kulin elders, women from the past, present, and those women who will be our future elders. We'd also like to acknowledge with respect the traditional owners of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lands that we broadcast to, and to pay respect to all elders and women elders from all clans and nations, past, present, and future, of course. So welcome to Abroad. Girls Rock, Melbourne, that's what's happening this evening. We managed to get them on the phone a bit later on in the show, around about 14 minutes past 9. It's only 3 minutes past 9 now. That was Sampa, Sampa the Great, and indeed she certainly is. She's a Melbourne artist, born in Zambia, raised in Botswana. Sampa Tembo found a love for hip-hop at a very early age, and carrying it with her as she travelled and studied. Her upbringing in life experience inform her lyrics. She's got quite a political take on it. Of course, societal imbalances when it comes to gender in a meaningful way, tackling the heavy themes and doing it very beautifully with sampling hip-hop and beats and rhythm, and certainly I love her. Came across her very recently thanks to some awesome peeps that were at the Listen Conference just a couple of weekends ago, and Sampa the Great. So thanks to Still Nomads, that's STILL. New word, nomads. You can look them up. They have a whole plethora of awesome artists who are African of origin, or born in Africa, raised in Australia, or raised in Australia but hail from Africa. And the diaspora, plenty of great artists they have on their track listing. And they do a fantastic blog as well, and Tumblr. You can just, Google them, put them in the search engine, Still Nomads, and you'll see what I mean. Some great female artists as well represented there, and people of colour. On the show tonight, we're speaking to Ruby Watson from Girls Rock Melbourne, talking about a very big event coming up on the 31st, that's right, Halloween Eve. And what that is exactly? Well, it's to raise funds for a girls' camp. A special girls' camp really is very important to help young girls have that, chance and ability to be able to play rock music, be in a band, learn about the ins and outs, from marketing to putting together and composing music to performing in front of people, not just their friends, but the girls' camp will be in January, early January. And what's happening on the 31st at the Thornbury Bowling Club is something to raise funds to help some girls who may not be able to afford it to actually be part of that. So if you want to find out more, you just head to, in your search engine, Girls Rock, that's with an exclamation mark, Girls Rock Melbourne, and you'll find plenty more, but we'll be chatting to them very shortly. And later in the show too, we'll be talking about the British Film Festival. And why is it that they have a film about a certain poet from the 19th century, American poet, and why is it not important to talk about her sexuality? I haven't seen the film myself. It's a Terence Davies film, who did Sunset Song, which has become quite a hit. He's an outstanding young up-and-coming writer-director, British writer-director. And he does a film about Emily Dickinson. But what's with the sexuality aspect or the erasure of it? Maybe, maybe not. We can chat about that. If you've got any messages, let us know. 0427JOY949. You can phone 1300JOY949. You can email onair@joy.org.au. And also we are on the Twitterverse. It's Broad949 or @Broad949. Sorry, @BroadFem949. Let us know. We're also on Facebook, of course. But I think maybe a little bit of music would be really good. Now, we're going to be talking about Girls Rock, and one of the bands that are playing for the upcoming fundraiser are these peoples. And they're called A Pillow Pro, and this is a deadbeat, which is something we're not. This is Broad here on Joy 94.9.
Sit down and enjoy, sit tight and well. Baby, don't freak, just
From the Girlfriedas, what does feminism mean to you?
Feminism is basically creating an equal playing field for all genders, races, like dismantling the patriarchy, but particularly the white, heteronormative, monogamous patriarchy that serves to perpetuate capitalism and, like, you know, exclude so many minorities.
Yep. What's the most important issue for, do you think, for women, and just looking at generally, like in Australia, is there anything in Australia, do you think?
It's really hard to say, and I think actually that there's the most important issue will be different for different women, you know.
Mm.
I'm a middle-class white woman, my issues will be different from other women. For me, I guess it's about being treated like someone who is a leader and has authority and has a voice that's worthwhile.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's my, you know, the personal issue for my life. More broadly, I think for women everywhere, it's about being free from violence and having equal access to opportunities and being heard. And, you know, there's so many different approaches for different women.
And this is Broad on Joy 94.9. Thanks for tuning in if you are doing so. It's time to speak to one of our guests who we've got on the phone, Ruby Watson. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, thanks. How are you going? It's been full-on time, I guess, for you.
Yeah. I would say that it's the calm before the storm. Mm. But
yeah, I better introduce you. Sorry, I haven't done that.
Yeah.
That would help.
Worries.
This is Girls Rock. Girls Rock Melbourne. Can you tell us a bit about Girls Rock, Ruby?
Yeah, for sure. So Girls Rock was started in America in 2001 in Portland. There was the first ever Australian camp last year that was held in Canberra. Organised by Chiara Gracia, and then we've brought it to Melbourne for the first time. The camp will run in January 2017, and basically it's a five-day music camp for young people between the ages of 12 and 17, so for female, non-binary or trans youth. And basically there's no musical knowledge required whatsoever, no experience. They come along and choose an instrument, so whether it be bass, guitar, drum, vocals or keys. We teach them the basics on that instrument. They go off and form a band dependent on the genre that they want to play and their skill level. And then we coach them throughout the week with writing an original song. And in between instrument and band practice, we also hold workshops on things like body image, self-defense, scene making, you know, how to be assertive, all those sorts of things. So what we're really trying to do with Girls Rock Melbourne is encourage self-acceptance and creativity with using music as the medium. Mm-hmm. And there's a really big focus on sort of a DIY ethos. So encouraging these campers to believe that not only can they do it if they set their mind to it, but that, you know, there's absolutely nothing that, you know, can get in their way if they really, really give it a go. So,
Well, it's great. Is this the first year that it's being held
first
in
year
Australia?
In Melbourne.
So it's been in Australia elsewhere.
Yeah, it's been, so there was the Canberra camp.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually earlier this year.
Okay.
And then in September, Brisbane had a camp.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's very exciting, something that I think we really needed here. So
yeah,
it's very great to see it picking up momentum.
Yeah, it's very similar to Girls Make Games. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I think they're from Sacramento. I could be wrong. From California originally. And, yeah, really interesting. So at the end, at the end of the 2 or 3 days, they have a game, a video game, which they then explain to everyone. People can have a go playing it. Is that the outcome
pretty
as well?
Cool. Yeah. So one thing that I forgot to mention is on the Saturday after the 5-day camp, we'll have a showcase at the Bella Union in the city, and all of our bands will have the opportunity to perform their original song for a live audience. So it's to give all of the campers a bit of a feel of what it's like to play a live gig in a pretty prominent Melbourne venue. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Oh, wow. So, yeah, that gives them a great experience. And what are the age, what's the age restriction? Is there an age?
So this round of camp is for 12 to 17-year-olds.
12 to 17-year-olds, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're looking at possibly at a later stage doing a ladies' rock and things like that. But as I'm sure you can imagine, it's such a huge undertaking that we thought when dealing with, you know, possibly upwards to 50 young people, we thought, you know, it can be, I guess, basically, you know, the 5-year age bracket we thought for the first year would sort of give us a good idea of, you know, how to best move forward with it.
No, that's just brilliant. A really good idea. Yes. So where can people find out more about Girls Rock? I mean, as far as applications, is there a deadline or?
Yeah, so applications close on the 11th of November.
Ooh, okay.
So there's still a little bit of time. That's for volunteer as well as camper applications. So they can just head to our website, which is www.girlsrockmelbourne.com, or find us on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter. Would just like to mention that if you do have a child or know of someone who would possibly be interested in being a camper, we do have different guest tiers available for campers, and we do have subsidised places available. So we want the camp to be as accessible as possible, and so we put a lot of work into making sure that that would be a reality.
I think that's a great idea. We do definitely need that, I think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's, I guess, a lot of kids, girls especially, economics comes into it. It's expensive to, from what I understand, to be in a band, some types of bands where you've got all the instruments, equipment, stuff like that, and DJs are the same. You know, it's a lot of girls, just parents, if they have parents, they just can't afford it, you know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, speaking, I mean, myself included, but speaking to a lot of friends who are musicians, we all agree that getting started is the hardest part. And at least once you find that confidence to get started, then you can go from there. So, you know, obviously it's only a 5-day camp, but hopefully within that time we can instill within our campers the level of confidence that they then, you know, can go out and do it by themselves. And, you know, even if it means somehow finding a secondhand acoustic guitar and, you know, going down to the local library or something and, you know, kind of doing some recording or whatever, we just want to make sure
Will you have instruments? Will you have instruments there for kids who can't afford it?
Yes. So instruments will be provided completely.
Oh, good. Cool.
Yeah.
Because that was something I was worried about. I was like, oh, what if they can't afford it, you know?
No. So we'll be providing all of the instruments. And actually, that is another good point. I'm sure that we will have more than enough. But if anyone would like to contribute to the camp in any way, they can either donate a monetary amount via the website, or we'd also love any instrument donations would be absolutely incredible.
If it's an instrument, like I know people who probably may have a guitar lying around or something and they don't use it, how do they get that to Girls Rock Melbourne?
Look, if they just wanted to send an email, they can send an email through me even, which is just ruby@girlsrockmelbourne.com, and we can just organise it from there. At the moment, it is a completely volunteer-run and led initiative, but so we don't have like per se a head office or anything, but we could definitely
organize pick
something.
Them up. Sorry.
Yeah, we could definitely work something out.
Yeah. Or if people have a vehicle, could they drop, you know, go and pick stuff up? I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
I mean, the camp is going to be at Wick Studios in Brunswick.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we can definitely work out a way to get the instruments to the studio. That's not a problem.
Sounds good. Oh, sounds really good and excellent. Very exciting and definitely necessary. Very good.
Yeah.
Now for the 31st, of course, we've been already talked about it a couple of times. And that's the big fundraiser. Can you tell us a bit about that that's happening in Thornbury?
We're really excited about it, and we've been really lucky to have Gemma from Listen. Yeah, so we've been really lucky to have Gemma involved with this from Listen and helping us out. So for anyone who is interested coming down to this fundraiser, it is in collaboration with Listen, and the lineup, in my opinion, is ridiculous. That about it. So we've got the Girl Freeders, Laser Tits, Swim Team, Huntley, Sinner and Sinter, Pillow Pro, Chelsea Beach, RVG, Jess Ribeiro DJing, as well as Nature Girl, Cat XOO and It Girls doing DJ sets.
Cool.
Yeah, so pretty big.
That's big.
Yeah, we're really excited. So that's Monday the 31st of October, a week from today. It's 4 p.m. until late. It is an all-ages alcohol-free event, so we can't stress enough that anyone and everyone come on down, and there'll be a vegan barbecue there as well and things like that. So it'll be a really great day for everyone. Decent, amazing day.
I was on the 86 tram and I was looking for Ballantyne. I found Ballantyne Street, but I couldn't see the bowling club. Is it just a little bit off Ballantyne or, you know, off the main?
Yeah, it's just a little bit further up. Actually, if you are on High Street, there's a street one up from High Street, which is actually just near the train line, and it's closer to that. It's kind of the bowls club is kind of tucked in behind the Northern Git, on High
Northern
Street.
Git. That's it. I know that.
It's still a little bit further up, but yeah, kind of just tucked in behind there. So it's nice and off the main road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it should be a really, really great day.
That's great. And it's a really good thing. So people can get their tickets on Eventbrite still? There's still tickets available?
They're $15 pre-sale, or you can purchase them on the door for $18.
Cool.
But if you do want to save that $3, then just jump online and nab one.
Yeah. Now, it is going to be Halloween, so is it cool for people to be in costume?
Yeah, of course. cool. We didn't include that specifically as part of the event, but we would love to see everyone's creative costumes. That would be awesome.
That'll be fun. Oh, what a great great event. And thank you so much for sharing that with us and speaking about it. And hopefully people will get on down because it is very important. And I think it's going to be great because Melbourne, I'm surprised there wasn't one earlier for Melbourne since it is a, you know, music capital.
Yeah, well, that's what all the other organisers and myself all sort of agreed upon. We were like, how on earth is this not here yet?
Mm.
And why are we the first ones who are kind of looking at bringing this into fruition here? So I think it's definitely overdue. And we've seen in the response that we've received from everyone that, you know, people are kind of, they're hungry for it. It just hasn't existed in Melbourne up until now. So
Now we played a track, Pillow Pro, which they're pretty awesome. We played a track earlier of theirs, Dead Beats. So
great track.
Like them. Well, look, Ruby, thank you so much for speaking to us. I'll let you get to taking care of yourself, getting well, and, you know, get your strength back for next week at least.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks, Ruby. We'll be in touch, and good luck with Girls Rock Melbourne.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Okay, that was Ruby Watson, she's involved with something called Girls Rock Melbourne, the big fundraiser's coming up. We think it's really important for girls to rock at any age, but especially between 12 and 17 years of age. That's always a good time to start. It's more than just a slogan. It's, you know, hard work as well. There'll be plenty of time to donate instruments if you wish to. If you are a musician and you don't, you know, you don't mind giving up a tambourine or two, a drum kit maybe, a guitar, whatever you've got, I guess, would be awesome, and they could certainly do with it. And if you don't have that, well, if you want to donate some money, you can do so. I would head to their website as well, which is Girls Rock! Melbourne, Girls Rock Australia. Of course, they've got a website there. I'll put that up on our Facebook page for tonight. Yes, go to the fundraiser, which is next Monday, which is Halloween the 31st, and help donate as well that way to Girls Rock Melbourne. Thanks, Ruby. And this is Broad on Joy 94.9.
I'm Bryony Kidd, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
We have is not what it seems. We are the vices waiting for the virtues. We're not kings, we are not kings. Gotta get out before my heart explodes. 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 The song, the beautiful things that we have done. I can feel the rough edge of your tongue. I'm on my knees, I'm on my knees. Gotta get out before my heart explodes. 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 Of our love, then I would want a different kind of buzz. There's not enough love to weigh us down, but it's all I've got, it's all I've got. Gotta get out before my heart explodes. Gotta get out.
Clappity clap. It is Broad here on Joy 94.9. Thanks again to Ruby Watson from Girls Rock Melbourne. And we'll put more of that on the Facebook page for, of course, Broad. Now, that was a song from Candy Says, Not Kings, and it's from Burn, Burn, Burn. This is the filmmaker Shania Button's debut feature film, and it's on at the British Film Festival. It's called BBC First British Film Festival 2016, playing in Melbourne only through some of the selected cinemas. It's running in a couple of days. It starts at 26. And this is one of the films, Burn, 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 that I'll be lucky to see a screening of because of its content. It's a film made by a woman. It contains female characters that spend a lot of time talking to each other. Yes, the Bechdel-Wallace test. It seems to pass it pretty much with flying colours. And Shania Button, of course, has described it as the Thelma and Louise plus Casper the Friendly Ghost. What happens? Well, basically, without spoiling it too much, we've got two best friends, two female friends, Alex, played by Chloe Perry, who was a lesbian character, and, of course, her friend Seth. Now, Seth is, you know, she's a straight one, plays the straight person as well, an actress, and they're taking their ashes of their best friend, their male best friend Dan, who's played by video sort of flashbacks, I guess you call it, Jack Farthing. And Dan, of course, is no longer with us. He is just ashes in a Tupperware container in a glove box in a car. So it's a road trip movie in a Volvo, and these two women are trying to deal with boyfriends, girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, soon-to-be ex-boyfriends, and cheating girlfriends. Look, I really enjoyed it. It's a little film. It starts off pretty slow, and you're wondering, oh, have we seen this all before, you know? And then it just turns quite interestingly. They go to, well, through parts of London, Stonehenge, Glastonbury. They go to Cardiff, to Wales, with no Doctor Who in sight. It is a bit of a dark comedy as well, but it has a lot of warmth at its heart. And I was pretty impressed if this is Shania Button's first film. That's quite something. It was out with the BFI London 2015 last year, and already doing quite well, and now of course it's going to be playing in Melbourne for a limited time. So yes, I don't want to put too many spoilers in there. It is, like I said, a road trip movie, but it's not like Jack Kerouac's, not really. It's nothing like on the road at all. And when Shania Button was asked why she wanted to put this together, she just thought, well, you know, so many films have LGBT characters in it that it's always doom and gloom, hashtag another dead lesbian, or, you know, more better representation is needed. And she thought she would do a character that that does have that diversity, and also it's not a completely dismal sort of story, even though it does play on the heartstrings a lot and can be considered as traumatizing in some ways. But look, go and see it if you want to. I do recommend it. Also, there's A Quiet Passion, and this is the celebrated British writer-director, as I mentioned before, Terence Davies, who did Sunset Song. This is his, he also did House on Earth, which is pretty cool. This is his witty and intensely moving dramatization of the sheltered life of the 19th century New England American poet Emily Dickinson. I guess it's in the British Film Festival this year because Terence Davies is British. But, yes, he has said, quote, that he didn't think it was important to show what her sexuality really was. So he just hints at it. And I don't know. There's a lot of information that's come out in recent times, only in the last year or so, about the letters of Emily Dickinson. And we're talking thousands and thousands of letters to a woman called Susan. And they're quite intense. And, you know, she did live a loner's life, a spinster's life, as that was what it was traditionally called back in the, you know, until recent times. But A Quiet Passion is this film, a biographical, as I said, directed by Davies, has Emma Bell playing the young Dickinson, and of course the marvellous Cynthia Dixon plays the lead role, you know, as Emily Dickinson, as an older woman, the reclusive, famous American poet, only famous after she died, of course, pretty much, as all the letters and poems were discovered in her, you know, attic. Yeah, that is, I know, it's kind of stereotypical, but it's true. So look, it was in development for a very long time, filmed around Massachusetts, giving it that real authentic feeling. And Nixon, of course, is just brilliant by all, you know, I haven't seen it, unfortunately. Guardian has called it a masterpiece of mood, and the New Yorker stated, A Quiet Passion will take its place as one of the finest creations in film and one of the great movies of all time. Still, sexuality, eh? we're still not going to tackle it. And it is important, I think. But in any case, look, it's got a great character, you know, cast. We've got Jennifer Eale, we've got Duncan Duff, Emma Bell, and the amazing Keith Carradine is back. Cinematography by Florian Hofmeister after it's been at the British Film Fest, in any case. I hope it gets a wider release so we can find out what's it all about and why a queer woman in history isn't, you know, portrayed particularly as queer. And why not, if that is the evidence, if that is the case? What do you think? Anyway, more of that soon. We have got Maria Lewis, too, returning. Bad Bitches of History coming up in the show. Let us know what you think. 0427-JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. This is Broad here on Joy 94.9.
This is my letter to the world that never wrote to me.
You are alone in your rebellion. Miss Dickinson.
Look at that divine creature. What a noble head he has.
Like a Roman emperor.
Nero.
Let's hope he's just as wicked.
You, Miss Dickinson, what of you?
What of me, sir?
Will you not kneel and give yourself to God?
No, sir, I will not kneel.
How dare you conduct yourself in such a manner?
Because I could not stop for death. He kindly stopped for me.
I absolutely consider myself a feminist, and of course I think it's important for men and women to have equality, and that's, to me, what the definition of a feminist is. And I feel like it's important for myself as an artist to kind of put blinders on to the obstacles in front of me and just move forward. I think if you just focus on all the obstacles, it's easy to get slower in pursuing your goals. I absolutely, absolutely consider myself a feminist and, you know, do everything I can to make things better for the next generation.
Broads from the past. This is Bad Bitches of History on Broad. Joy 94.9.
Bad Bitches of History. She's back.
I'm back.
Have we had Halloween? I don't know. But this is better than Halloween and better than chocolate.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right, can we not talk about that? Okay, who is it? Who is knocking on our bad bitch's door?
Her name is Katherine Johnson. I don't know if you know her. She seems like someone that you would definitely
know. It's quite a common
know.
Name, Katherine.
Katherine Johnson.
Johnson.
No, not that Katherine Johnson, the other Katherine Johnson.
Oh, Katherine Johnson. The other one, not the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a movie I know that I'm really excited for, and I think knowing you and the things that you like, you're probably going to be really excited for too. Called Hidden Figures, which is about female African-American scientists that were recruited by NASA during the space race in the 60s. And it's got
Janelle Monáe
in it, Octavia Spencer. And so Taraji P. Henson plays a woman that I want to spend some time talking about. This lovely lady.
What are you going to say I want to spend my life with?
I mean, I would. She's 98, though, so it wouldn't be a long time, but it would be a good time.
Be a great relationship.
But Katherine Johnson, she's a groundbreaking physicist, space scientist, and mathematician.
Did you say physicist or scissicist? I'm sorry.
Physicist.
Scissicist.
Yeah.
A physicist.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just, thinking about something else. Sorry.
Okay.
Cover that up.
So...
I'm not looking at that chocolate
leadership.
Bar.
Her technical leadership spanned decades in NASA, where she calculated the trajectories, launch windows, and emergency backup plans for a bunch of flights, including Apollo 11, the Space Shuttle program, and early plans for the mission to Mars. So her whole life and legacy is kind of baller. With her having to switch schools as a kid because a lot of the schools wouldn't teach black children
because they were segregated.
Grade. Exactly. And so they wouldn't teach black students passing at the eighth grade. And so she ended up having to go to a bunch of different schools, but still graduated high school at 14.
Oh,
and
God.
And went into university straight after that and got, you know, like a master's, a PhD. She was helping rewrite the maths program. She was just an absolute, like, a prodigy, an absolute genius prodigy, and had those kind of skills from a very young age, had a real knack and aptitude for maths. And just last year, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Obama. So she's an incredible woman.
Yeah, she's 98. I'm just looking at her now. It's Catherine with a K. She's 98.
Mm.
That's amazing.
And look how, like, she just seems like a really, like, quiet, reserved, together lady.
Mm.
And also, during all of this, not only, like, running NASA's space department, doing all these hardcore calculations, where it's literally people's lives in your hands and billions of dollars that you're responsible for. She also had three kids during this period of time, and so she was, like, raising a family as well. So,
wow.
You know, if you're ever having a bad day, you're thinking you've got a lot on your plate, just think of Katherine Johnson, who had to do all of that, deal with the whole space program, and deal with all the racist rubbish that you would have had to deal with as a black woman growing up in America in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, right through today.
That's amazing. I mean, yeah, it's so late, though, in their life, if they lived this long, for this sort of to be recognised. And it kind of feels sad, but it's about time, you know, but it is kind of...
It is interesting because she's someone that was always, like, by people who were in the know.
Yeah,
she was always considered a legend, but if she was a man, you know, she would have had the Nobel Prize.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, in physics and maths and space technology.
Yeah.
It's kind of sucks, to be honest.
Yep. Well, we love her, and I'm looking forward to the movie, Hidden Figures. That's
out.
Oh, my
God, so good.
It's out on Christmas Day, actually, December 25.
Yeah, because they're putting it out in peak Oscar season. I think they want it to be... Yeah, they want that peak Oscar season buzz. So for us, it's Christmas Day, and I think America will maybe get it like a week or two earlier, around like Thanksgiving and things like that.
And it's great to see that the music isn't going to be completely white. Hans Zimmer's doing it. Pharrell Williams. Yeah, I know.
Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell. Yeah. See, I can't even say his name.
Pharrell. I mean, he also did the music for, I don't know if you saw that movie, Don't.
Mm. Oh, yes.
He did the music for that, and it was just absolutely awesome. Mm. Really, really good.
Yeah. Janelle Monáe.
Okay. I know. It's her first big acting role, and she looks incredible in it.
Right. Oh. Well. Okay. Actually, another person that's going to be in the film, and he is just becoming a phenomenon, like huge, and that's Mahershala Ali. I mean, my God, what isn't he in that isn't good? You know, he's been in so many things.
It's like
it's incredible, really. Cottonmouth, and of course, in Luke Cage, and wow.
Yeah, I Moonlight. Keith Stanfield as well, who I guess the first thing he ever did was Short Term 12, and he plays the kid. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but he plays the kid who can't communicate his feelings of trauma and you know struggles with
that. I've heard of it, but not seen it. Yeah.
Bad parents and stuff like that. So he communicates his feelings through raps, and he's just kind of been in everything at the moment, like just unbelievable. He's popping up left and right. He played Snoop Dogg and Straight Outta Compton, but he's also in Jordan Peele's horror movie that's coming out. Which looks incredible.
Oh God, that looks over the top, just amazing.
I am like so excited.
A black step with wives. I mean, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Guess Who Came to Dinner.
Amazing.
Mm.
Amazing. I'm so excited for it. I think it's...
But we're not talking about bad bitches now, are we?
I know. Now we're talking about men and horror.
Yeah. Perfect. But, you know, that's all relatable somewhere. Well, look, thank you for that one. Katherine Johnson, what an awesome bad bitch. Fabulous.
Bad bitch of history.
I love her. Thanks, Maria.
No worries.
For Broad, here on Broad on Joy 94.9.
Equilateral, trapezoid, isosceles, tetrahedron.
I have never seen a mind like the one your daughter has. You have to see what she becomes.
Come on! Hey! Move like that. Hey.
Catherine!
We all gonna end up unemployed riding around in this pile of junk.
You're welcome to walk the 16, man.
Or sit in the back of the bus. Kiss me
up. You have identification on?
We're just on our way to work at NASA, sir.
I had no idea they hired.
There are quite a few women working in the space program.
You know what we're doing here? We're putting a human on top of a missile, shooting them into space, and it's never been done before. I need a mathematician that can look beyond the numbers. Math that doesn't yet exist. Before the Russians plant a flag on the damn moon.
You have someone? Running what
I'm playing. Catherine's a gal for that. She can handle any numbers you put in front of her.
Don't embarrass me.
This wasn't empty last night.
I'm sorry, I'm not the...
That Colonel Jim is a tall glass of water.
He's coming over.
Now, why would he be doing that?
Because Mary's waving at him.
No! Dorothy, slice of pie?
I'd love one.
You already have a slice of pie, Dorothy. Oh,
left. You're a computer at NASA. They let women handle that sort of...
Yes, it's an uphill battle.
Yes, they let women do some things at NASA, Mr. Johnson. And it's not because we wear skirts. It's because we wear glasses.
We go from being our father's daughters to our husband's wives to our baby's mothers.
You've been gone for 300 hours.
Was Mama gone for 12 and a half days?
No, but it felt like it.
It felt like it to me, too.
It's crunch time. In 14 days, astronauts will be here for training. Everything we do can matter to their wives, to their children. I believe it's going to matter to the whole damn country.
My gals are ready. We can do the work.
That's John Glenn.
What do you ladies do for NASA?
Calculate launch and landing, sir.
Engineering. And I'm proud as the devil to be working with you.
How could you possibly be ogling these white men?
It's equal rights. I have the right to see fine in Africa.
Don't you know that we're able?
Yes, on Broad on Joy 94.9. I'm looking forward to that. Hidden Figures is apparently the movie, including someone, historical figure such as Katherine Johnson, who is 98 years old. She's still going strong. That movie won't be out until, of course, I believe it's Christmas Day. It's going to be one of those ones. So that's pretty awesome and very, very cool. And now, of course, we're going to talk about Angela Davis. Angela Yvonne Davis, who is in, which is fantastic. She has been in Melbourne Tonight, actually. One of the most amazing activists, certainly a survivor from the Black Panther era in the US, African-American woman. And, you know, been around since the 60s and 70s, part of the civil rights movement, a Communist Party member as well. She co-founded Critical Resistance, an organization that was set up to abolish the prison industrial complex. She still is involved in that and trying to abolish prisons and at least change them and reorganize them and bring justice to the system. She's retired now, but she was a professor at the University of California in Santa Cruz and, of course, the former director of the university's Feminist Studies Department. So quite a mantle of mana and certainly an incredibly inspiring woman to think she was talking tonight in Melbourne and I missed her. But, hey, we certainly do appreciate what she's done. And, I mean, the famous quote she has, "I'm no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I'm changing the things I cannot accept." So, yeah, really impressed by that. Next week, we have got a full house. It's Cherche La Femme will be in to say goodbye. Yes, after all these years, they are finishing up. They're going to be having a big party at the Spiegel Tent in a couple of weeks. So we'll have them in next week. That will be the 31st, a little bit of a Halloween fest as well. We'll be having someone very special come in from my Sci-Fi and Scream days to talk about women in horror and our most favourite horrific women. We'll also have a couple of other interviews, hopefully, cross fingers, including the director from the British Film Festival to talk about some of the female films that are in that show, in that program this year. So thanks again to Ruby for talking to us about Girls Rock Melbourne. Thanks for Jackie for doing the social media. Hope you feel better soon. And thanks for listening, of course, here to Broad on Joy 94.9. And, of course, I want to wish a happy birthday to someone special, our very own Bad Bitches of History, Maria Lewis. Happy birthday, girlfriend. No, that sounded terrible, didn't it? Sorry. But happy birthday. You're awesome. We do love you. And I think we will go out with a track pretty soon. It's a really awesome one that I found on the Still Nomad site, Kilala, and it's called The High. So we'll take you out on that shortly. Up next is Beck at 10 o'clock. She'll be doing a Bite Me Down Under here on Joy on 94.9. Thanks for listening to Broad. We'll put all our updates on the social mediaverse. Thanks again. Good night.
We have to show you something.
I've been calling this Dan's dongle.
I've had a brilliant idea. I bequeath you my ashes.
What? There are four places I want to go back to. I want you to scatter a bit of me in each one. Road trip.
That's where he wanted to be stoned.
He put some thought into it.
Right. Fuck. Sorry.
Please, fuck away. I do understand.
Yeah, essentially, this is Thelma and Louise plus Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, I
Hello, Glastonbury Abbey. Can you just turn me around so I can see it? Oh, it's beautiful.
I can give you a guided tour, £6 each. I won't charge you for him. I'm going to look after him, I promise.
People are just so weird and kind.
Yeah, we've got a protective barn.
Don't worry, I won't use it as an ashtray.
I love you both very much.
I'm not going to be around anymore. I won't be able to help you. So just...
Yeah, all right, Yoda.
You can't ignore me. I'm dead. Ha! Yeah, I'm dead.
Your dead friend?
Oh, you need to talk about it.
Words are a rudder through pain, you know?
Thanks.
This trip.
Hello?
It's not just about me.
Oh, what took you so long?
I have time to just work out some stuff.
What's the matter with you?
Helicopter arms. Confuse the attacker. Gotta get out before my heart
explodes. Make the most of every tiny little second you breathe.
To Dan.
To Dan.
To Dan.
Try not to fuck it up.
Oh, so what do you want me to say?
Like, oh, just your name. Embrace. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Taryn.
Taryn, yeah.
I'm Taryn Brumfitt. I'm the director of Embrace. And no, you tell me what I say.
This is Taryn Brumfitt, director of Embrace. And you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9. See, I never say.
Oh my God,
I'm Taryn with a different voice.
You could do it for me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Taryn Brumfitt. I'm the director of Embrace, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Perfect. That was great.
Good.
As long as I don't mark up which one to edit.
Oh,
sorry.
There you go.
And then they hear my voice. No, you're not. Son, you're not, Taryn.
Thank you. You've been listening to a broadcast on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.